Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're like me and have always wanted to get into the stock market but have been too gun-shy to do it, well, today's show is right up your alley. There are financial apps out there that do all the work for you people. You don't have to do anything. Financial investment apps are the new DIY of Wall Street, and it's time to get in. Two black guys with good credit, we are talking app in or app out.
Two black guys with good credit.
All right, Big Sean, why are we talking about financial apps? App in or app out? Why?
My brother, I myself have been cold feet person when it comes to entering the stock market. With all these cool financial apps out there that people are raving about, I thought it'd be cool if we found a few apps that will allow virgin market players to enter the market with minimum cost. Come on, bro. It's our job to keep our people up to date, dog.
Listen, I don't know why you keep calling me bro, but for all you people listening, if you're a virgin with cold foot, today's show is good for you. App in or app out. Two black guys with good credit, we're getting it. Matt?
This sponsorship break is brought to you by Clean. Clean is a financial literacy program designed to educate youth in a fun and interactive way through class lessons, workshops, and web seminars. To bring it to a school or organization near you, please visit www.financiallyclean.com.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit is a show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Dion!
Darlington.
The lady with the facts, the queen, the one, the only. Can you please give us a little
history on
on her introduction. Jeez. Dion, can you please, in spite of Sean, give us a little history on financial applications?
My pleasure, Arlington.
You're welcome, Dion.
RoboAdvisor is any service that uses specialized software to perform what investment advisors and wealth managers normally do, right?
Gotcha.
So they basically automate the process. The first RoboAdvisors were founded in 2008, in case
remember
you didn't
that.
Know. That was the year of the financial crisis,
well, we
if you
it.
May remember.
Yes.
Typically, robo-advisors let the investors answer some questions to determine their appetite for risk. Mm-hmm. Then, using a proprietary algorithm, they'll spread the investors' money into the most appropriate investment.
Just as a side, doesn't robo-advisor seem so 80s? Like robo, what was that guy? No, robo.
I'm sorry, I'm too young to remember
that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't remember. I'm an 80s baby. but robo-advisors, just getting back to it, basically there's a whole new wave of financial advice and investment manager firms like Acorn, which we're going to talk about quite a bit, Betterment, Wealthfront, Stash, and so many more that use this robo-advisor software. And just again, just in a nutshell, they automate asset allocation. So, right. So you can just set it and forget it, basically. And they do the portfolio management, and they're basically just giving mainstream investors access to a service that was once reserved to the high roller, the high net worth investor. So, you know, these robo advisors have changed the game. Pun intended.
That's right. You're darn right about that. They've changed the game and they've made it accessible for millennials like myself.
Dude, your socks aren't even millennials.
Listen, I'm just going to keep going. What I love about the Acorn app is its functionality is very simple. It invests the change from your day-to-day transactions. I was able to link my credit cards, my debit cards, my bank accounts. And what they do is they round up each of my purchases and other bank transactions and invest the difference into a portfolio of funds. So for example, so everyone understands, you go out and you buy a hot dog. The hot dog's $2.15. Acorn rounds it up to $3.
Hold up. You just say a hot dog, dude?
It's an example.
I thought you were on this health craze and you got to bring a hot dog?
It could have been a turkey dog. It could be a turkey dog. So the point is they take that 85 cents and they invest it for you in groupings of $5 intervals. It's great. It's easy.
Love it. And it may not sound like much, people, but Acorn says their current investors, they invest about $30 to $180 a month in roundups alone.
Yeah, let me tell you, I started in April with 10 bucks. Now I have over $1,100. I know, this sounds like an infomercial.
Amazing. Wow.
And now I have over $1,100.
But how many months is that? Think about it.
Wow, does Acorn do direct transfer to other clients?
No. What, do you want my money?
Can you pay me my money that you owe me, dog?
Why are you always trying to take your brother's money? Can I come up a little bit? So the point is it allows you to also make one-time deposits. In addition to the roundups, you can make one-time deposits. So you can set it every week, which I did for like 50 bucks every Thursday. Don't tell my wife. And the money comes out, and that way you're able to grow your money that much faster.
Well, you know, I agree with you guys. Acorn is a great investment. But I just want to bring a little bit of my Wall Street experience in and just add a little clarity to our listeners, especially for the first-time investors, okay? Acorn is an investment app that bears risk, meaning that there's assumed risk. Simply put, your investment with Acorn has the ability to grow, but there's also the potential that it could lose as well. I tell all investors, only invest what you can afford to lose. And don't put all your eggs in one basket, or in Arlington's sake, don't put all your hot dogs in the same bun.
Witty, my friend. Witty.
He's on a roll today, isn't he?
Well, while Sean may be witty, keep in mind, man, scared money don't make money. Investing.
Oh my God! Like that was invented from the hood. Like that came. That didn't come out like of Malibu or Westlake, where you're from. Like that's a hood saying. Can we get a little bass in your voice? Scared money don't make money, bro.
I hate my international appeal. I'm all over the map. I'm east, I'm west, I'm downtown, I'm the beach. I'm everywhere, my man. Everywhere. But the point is that these apps are covered by FINRA, the Financial Industry National Regulatory Authority, and the SEC, which means it's just like investing in any stock, except try and call a broker and tell them you want to invest $10 in something. It will be like, hello, hello.
Anybody there?
Exactly.
No, but you're absolutely right, Arlington. No matter how you say it with a little bass in your voice or not, what these apps are doing are great when it comes to attracting the millennials and those people who normally would not be able to get into the market. So just to give you a little backstory on Acorn, it was actually invented by a father and son team, Walter and Jeff Crittenden. The young man was 28 years old, was still in college when he came up with the idea of really trying to boil it down literally to a matter
Sean,
of
weren't
sense.
Weren't you 28 and still in college?
I'm as old as your socks, my brother, as old as your socks.
But the idea was to take out the anxiety, the deliberation, the intimidation out of investing. And now they're saying the majority of their user base are millennials. Your peeps, they're all
my
into
people.
It. Yeah. And just to give you an idea, they launched about 2.5 years ago. They already have 1.5 million customers who have invested $310 million. So they must be onto something.
And let me just throw in another random fact. Kevin Garnett was an early investor.
Hey, that's my
good
job.
Good for KD. It's good for me.
You got to watch out. He wants to be the dude with the facts, Dion. You got to watch out. When did you become? When you started dropping facts?
Take my job.
Did I say Kevin Garnett? I meant Durant.
Okay.
Kevin Durant.
That's why you aren't the man with the facts, dudes. Know your roles. Know your roles.
Well, I think we've used the word ETF a few times in this show.
Yes.
I don't think.
Time to break it down.
Yeah, I think we need to reel it back a little bit. So, for short, it's ETF. It actually stands for Exchange Traded Funds. And basically, they're a marketable security. They track an index like the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones, maybe you're familiar with that one, or a commodity or bonds. Unlike mutual funds, though, an ETF trades like a common stock. So that's one glaring difference between the two. ETFs experience price changes throughout the day. So that's another big distinction as well, as they are bought and sold. And ETFs typically have a higher daily liquidity and lower fees. So that's why they're also so attractive these days, and you're hearing quite a bit of buzz about them. You can always read more at investopedia.com. But that's an ETF in short. And that's why they work so well with the investment apps.
Just to add on to what Dion was saying, the other thing is an ETF matches a particular index. And as that index goes up and down, your money is going up and down. So it's cost effective because a broker doesn't have to monitor it. As the index goes up, your money goes up. As it comes down, it goes down. Instead of when you invest in a single stock, they literally are watching that stock as it's going up and down and making decisions on your behalf. An ETF, it's almost automated, so it's much cheaper to run, and the cost and taxes are lower as well. So there's not as many fees attached, and more of your money actually goes into the investment instead of part of your money going to a broker. And yes, they do manage your risk, okay? What they do is they give you 5 risk options. You get a conservative mix or a moderate conservative mix. So in a conservative mix, it contains a higher rate of bonds and cash. So it's very, very low risk. Now, when you get a moderate mix and a moderate aggressive mix, it's going to have more global stocks, less bonds, and less cash. So you're a little more diversified, but you're also more open to the fluctuations of the market. And then when you get aggressive, this is for people that are just, you know, the guy rolling sevens on 100 grand at the crap tables. This is super aggressive. It's basically all stocks.
I think so, that's Sean's.
Yeah, exactly.
Right there.
That's Sean.
Not.
Like, let it roll. So that is going to be your highest risk level. And you kind of want to figure out where you want to be, because I started out kind of conservatively and I found myself too heavily invested in bonds, which, as if you may or may not know, bonds really aren't paying much right now. So you don't want to be in that. You want to be invested in companies and more stock.
I guess also when you're young, right? You've got time on your side.
Yeah, exactly. yeah. I know we're talking about Acorn and you made $1,100 in 3 months. Yippity yeah. But for shock callers, ballers like myself, where $1,100 buys you one piece of sushi, we need to go a little deeper with it. You know, we need to get bigger returns. I know you're happy with your $1,100, but there's better out there for the ballers, you know? So enough about Acorn. We said we're going to give our listeners a good mix of financial apps. And one that I'm very fond of is called, suits me, it's called Wealthfront. You know what I'm saying?
Do share, Sean. Do share.
Wealthfront. You know, it offers an easy way to get started as well with a well-balanced portfolio tailored to individuals' goals and risk tolerance. And instead of rounding up, it takes deposits, straight money, straight kick-ash. And it assigns
kicking ass.
I said kick-ass, my brother. Bro, it takes it. And it assigns RoboCop, which you guys know, a.k.a. RoboAdvisor. You know, he comes to your need as well to your portfolio. But there is, you know, Arlington, you can't roll. There's a $500 minimum with this. You understand?
That's too rich for my blood there, Sushi King.
And they use ETFs, as you know, to invest. And what I like is that they are assessing your risk in real time to ensure you're always remain at the same level of risk tolerance. I think that's amazing.
Well, I'll say this, Sean. I can do one better. I actually really like Betterment. Like, as we're doing this research, I can't say I'm using it yet, but I think I've been converted. I think I'm going to give it a try. Same idea. They use the globally diversified mix of exchange-traded funds, ETFs. But what I like about them, it's only $1 to begin.
$1.
That's what I'm talking about. That's for the people, for the proletariat, the working man.
No hot dog for you today.
$1,100 sushi eaters.
But that's a little more my speed. But I do like the idea of betterment. It's more of an allocation system. So you're not tied to any set amount, but you basically are linking a checking account or a savings account, and you basically just put as little as $5 per deposit, and you start accumulating from there in exchange in ETFs.
Well, I only say with these three apps is y'all stay in your lane.
Hey, let me get into my lane. While you have Daddy Warbucks, $500, $1,100 sushi. Who eats $1,100 sushi? Who?
Kiyosaki, Yamasaki.
Who? But the point is, my favorite financial app. Yes, I use Acorn, but I found Stash. And Stash is right up my alley because it is fun, and more fun. You can invest in entertainment. You can invest in travel, leisure. The platform provides access to investment managers that will obviously take care of everything. They invest in ETFs like they all do, so that's nothing new. You can start with as little as $1. Your fees for the first month can be 25 cents. That's right, 25 cents. So for the working man like myself, not the sushi eater like that guy, Stash is great. And for us millennials, we can enjoy and
I like the way you've adopted them.
In the things that we consider fun. And with that, we're out. Two black guys will be back.
Luke, glad you went to commercial. We need to go. KnickKnackDirect.com is the fast, easy way to shop online. To buy an item from any U.S. website, just go to KnickKnackDirect.com. That's N-I-C-N-A-T Direct.com. Choose your method of payment and we'll ship, handle duties, and deliver your item straight to your door. I'm Sean of KnickKnackDirect.com, and you have my word.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We are talking app in or app out, financial apps, the new DIY of investing. So let's talk the pros, the benefits, the good stuff about financial apps. Sean, what do you like?
Feedy fifo, fees, Arlington. That's what I like about these financial apps. The minimal fees as compared to traditional investment brokers. Back in the day, Arlington, I ain't gonna lie, I was paying my broker's mortgage payment every month. I knew I was, he knew I was, and it was just how it was back then. But now these apps are lucky if I pay their fare on the subway for the same advice.
Well, I agree with you because Acorn is super cheap. I mean, it's like $1 in monthly fees. It can vary, you know, based on the amount of trades that they're doing and the amount of funds actually being traded. But if you're over 5K, it's actually 25 cents.
Nice. Well, I have to say, Betterment only charges an annual fee of 25%. And
25% of what you have?
0.25% for its baseline digital plan, which basically amounts to mere cents per month.
Right. Depending how much you have invested.
That's right. While you're building up your portfolio. And then if you want to be part of their premium plan, it's 0.4%.
That would be you there, Daddy Warbucks.
So you got to have 100K or more.
Yeah, that's you, Daddy Warbucks, $1,100 sushi.
But what I love is there's no fees for transactions with Betterment ever. There's no fees to buy and sell. There's no fees to rebalance your portfolio. There's no fees to transfer or close your account, and no fees to withdraw your money. I mean, that's a big deal for me, right?
You get your money when you want it.
Well, for the ballers and shot callers, Wealth Front free fees are free for the first 10K, and only 0.25%, that's 0.25% of your account balance afterwards. So even though we're ballers, we still don't like to spend if we don't have to, okay? So, and if you refer a friend, you get an additional $5,000 managed under for up to $10,000. So that means you can have a total of $20,000 managed for basically free. Balling!
Okay. Well, how about no minimum balance and no minimum monthly deposit? Can you say that?
I rebound that, Dion. And I'm going down the court.
Balling Dion, but you know, it's nice.
I'm going to rebound that. And what Wealthfront does, which I love, is automated portfolio rebalancing. I know I talked about it earlier, but what that means, like in simple terms, is that, you know, back in the day, I would tell my broker, hey, I love Apple stock. I have an Apple phone. I have, well, back, you know, my millennium days when Apple's first came out, you know, I'd be like, you know, I want to buy Apple stock. And he'd be like, oh, Apple's a great buy. Let's buy Apple. And then Apple could be riding the wave. And then all of a sudden, Steve Jobs passed away and the stock drops down. And not until I meet with my broker, or he may take the liberty to personally say, you know what, let me call Sean up and tell him he needs to get out of this because Steve Jobs has passed away. And that way I would, so, because I know he's risk adverse and I want to make sure he's well balanced. But in today's world, my RoboCop, you know, does that for me. He's like, hey, I see a trend here and it's all analytics.
Robo advisor.
He sees that. He knows that. And he may get rid of the stock for me on my behalf or put me in something that keeps.
In the algorithm.
Because he focuses on my risk. I'm not sensitive
to
stocks.
It's actually a computer.
It's
not
a personal thing. He's just focused on my level of risk. And he's making sure that I'm never overexposed.
I don't know if it's a he or she. It could be gender neutral.
Can you let me do my Wall Street spill here instead of trying to hate on me right now?
You old millennial.
So that's kind of why I like that automatic portfolio rebalance, because back in Arlington's day, that didn't exist.
Well, Betterment does automatic rebalancing too. Just want to put that out there.
You know what, Dion? Would you tell that old ass millennial over there? That's what they all do. What you like
Thank
is
you,
common amongst all financial apps. Okay? That's how the industry works. They choose stocks that do not have to be vigilantly watched.
Well,
that's what the application is.
Okay, well, in general,
that's
I'm just
why
saying.
It's tied to ETFs because they're tied to indexes. It moves like the index moves.
Well,
okay,
in
Grandpa,
general, can we say like,
the
hard businessman that I am, I'm unemotional with the company thing. And that's why I like RoboCop. He's unemotional and he's just doing your portfolio based on the market. And there's no lag time. There's no waiting.
Listen,
can we agree to that?
I don't know what RoboCop you're talking about there, Grandpa. Because we're talking, me and the lady with the facts, we're talking about robo-advisors. Okay?
He's going to have our listeners Googling RoboCop.
Exactly. The bottom line is this. The robo-advisors, while they sound boring, a fun investment like Stash, they allow...
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
How you to invest in things like clean energy, tech, like Google, like Google. Or if you're into travel, you can invest in things like Delta Airline. If you're a trendsetter, social media, Facebook.
Wow.
So it's companies that you know and can identify with. So it makes it really fun. Fun. I'm all about fun.
Fun is good.
Thank you,
Dion. Let's talk goals. Goals. So, betterment. I'm just saying, goals can be fun.
I'm on the party bus of financial apps.
We need to get on this goal train. I'm just saying. So, betterment allows you to take your investments and easily divide them in different segments or sub-accounts, right? Called goals. So, if you want to buy a home, so it could be a long-term goal, short-term goal, maybe you're saving for college, but they will actually work with you, depending on that, on your goal, looking at the portfolio, the target balance, the time horizon.
Okay, hold on, hold on. I don't want to cut you off.
Sure.
You know what I hate when people say, I don't want to cut you off, but they're actually cutting you off?
And they cut you off anyways? Yeah, so I like to hug
that's what I'm about to do. Now, is this help, is this email help? Or is it an email chat, or are you on the phone with a live person? Like, what kind of, how am I getting this help?
Oh, well, basically, if you're in the digital plan, which is the more basic plan, that's an in-app
that
messaging.
That would be me, basic, yes.
you're not basic in my book.
Basic. Lowbrow, laborer.
But they use an in-app messaging system.
Gotcha.
Once you get to the premium level, you actually get a human being.
Oh, and that would be you, Sean.
Yes.
The premium level.
Need that high touch.
High touch.
Right?
Baller!
Right? But yeah, they'll look at, you know, your deposit withdrawal schedule, the time horizon, target balance, so you can actually meet that goal. So I love that. And you can have multiple goals going on at the same time, which is also, I think, great, and really customizing it to you. Whether it's a safety net, like I said, retirement, I mean, I could go on. That's fun.
Yeah, well, see, I love the fact that you actually get to speak to someone. They give you those options. You can speak to someone live on the phone, or you can get involved in an in-app chat. I think that's really great.
I mean, I'm just telling you, they're trying to take the personalized touch to the next level. I mean, if you're not happy with the service, they will waive your fees for 90 days.
Yikes, that's nice.
Satisfaction like guaranteed. Around-the-clock access. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I say? The best fee is no fee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Arlington. Fun. And Dion, goals. But I like the Trump method. Tax savings, okay? Tax it. Money where it belongs in my pocket. I can't even do a Trump impression, but individual investment accounts, joint investment accounts, trust accounts, traditional Roth IRAs, SEP IRAs, rollover accounts from IRAs and 401ks. Unlike your Acorn, you can invest in tax-deferred investments, which I believe is vital in financial success. The more you can defer paying the government, or the more you prevent paying the government totally, the more profits and the better investment you will be. Because the tax man is always a third party that we hate to pay. Hey, and if your president does it and finds ways to save money, why the Henry shouldn't you?
Well, you don't want to end up being Wesley Snipes.
Yikes.
Wealthfront walks you through every important aspect of college planning to deliver a complete personalized assessment. I love that. It connects, and for my son going to college in the next 5 years or so, it connects you to every U.S. college for real-time expenses. That includes tuitions, room, boards, books, etc. So it can follow you along as you're saving for your child's college and say, hey, if he wants to go to Stanford, or if he wants to go to Harvard, or if he wants to go to Baruch College, here's the plan, here's how much he needs to have saved, and here's the path.
You gotta love that. I give it up. That's a good one.
Yeah, you can change the school. If you decide to switch schools, you know, you can change the schools that you're switching, and it'll reassess you where you need to go to. I think that's huge, and it's collecting real-time data.
Listen, while that's all nice, Acorn connects to shopping.
God. Yeah, what'd you say? Fun? I can have fun with my app.
I'm on the financial app party bus, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm here for the good times. Acorn connects to shops. You buying some Jordans? Nike will invest in your Acorn account. It's almost like getting cash back, and it goes towards your investment account. You can't be mad at that. Listen, they're connected to Beats by Dre. I have those headphones. I could have got some money back. Warby Parker. Everybody needs glasses. Airbnb. When I'm coming to Brooklyn, you might not want to stay in a hotel. It all connects. You're getting that money back. And I think that's a cool thing that they've partnered with these people. And the list is growing. Soon they will be partnered with Knick Knack Direct and Canvas Malibu. You heard it here first.
Now, that is really cool. And it's funny you should bring that up. I was actually just talking to a colleague at work, I guess it was last week, right? Mm-hmm. And she was so excited to share with the office that she had started using this money back shopping app. You may have heard of it called Ebates. Okay. So they like what you were just saying with Acorn, they partner with various retailers, right? And then every time you shop, you get a rebate or cash back.
Right.
Right? Once you get accumulate a certain amount, they send you a check in the mail.
Right.
Love it. So I said, great. I said, now, why don't you take your rebate checks and invest that in an app like Betterment? I said, why not, you know, make your money now work for you rather than just buy more stuff? You should have seen her whole body language change. She started asking me, is this a Ponzi scheme? I just thought it was very fascinating that how excited we are to shop. Right?
Yep.
We're happy to go and blow that money on more stuff. But the minute I mention investment app, hey, why don't you make that money, you know, work three different ways, she immediately got skeptical.
Yeah. The thing is that, like you said, we're used to getting money back that we can spend again. But the idea of getting money back as an investment, mm-hmm, going directly into a growth opportunity, people are like, what's that all about?
Right.
I'm not sure. And that's the reality of why we're even talking about these financial apps.
Yes.
Yeah, they've been out here since 2008, but how many people are actually in them? So that's why we brought the discussion to the table.
And I'll be honest with you, you know, as a savvy investor that you guys all think I am, and I enjoy the thousands and thousands of fan mails and the compliments of my savviness as an investor, I would say one thing I missed the boat on, which I'm disappointed in myself with, is these automatic payments and these buildups where you can just get money deducted from an early age and you don't even feel it. If I was 18 all over again, that's one thing I would do. I'd do a lot of automated deductible investments. Because
if you were 18 again, I don't think computers were invented.
Because you have a lot of years when you're young to take advantage of compounding interest and compounding returns and small deductibles that can add up. So I would definitely say that that's one thing the savvy Sean Linda missed out on, and I'm hoping that you guys will take advantage of. Because the most important asset you have is time.
It's so true. And guys, keep this in mind. Just to put things into perspective, there is Fortune magazine, that's exactly right. And they basically said the average customer, the regular investor in these apps, makes as little as $25,000. So again, don't let, you know, what you earn or what you have in the bank stop you from getting in.
There you have it, people. 25K. If you can get in and you're earning 25K, what is holding you back? Let's get it. Financial apps. Two black guys with good credit. We're talking app in or app out. App the hell in. Matt.
This commercial break is brought to you by Canvas Malibu. Canvas Malibu is a boutique and contemporary art gallery located in Malibu, California. At Canvas Malibu, it starts with art, and their curated offering of shoes, apparel, accessories, and art are a definite must-see. Canvas Malibu is located in the Malibu Country Mart or online at canvasmalibu.com.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We are talking financial apps. You know the title by now, App In or App Out. So we've talked about the positives, but what are some of the negatives? We got to keep it balanced. We don't want you guys to be shocked.
Well, the first thing, as the savvy investor that I tend to claim myself to be, the self-proclaimed savvy investor.
I like how the voice gets deep.
Self-proclaimed.
You know, I'm the savvy Wilbur Gorilla Garrock.
I don't know about this RoboCop thing, certain when it comes to like my...
It's a robo-advisor, Grandpa. Robo-advisor.
Because currently, I don't know most people, but I don't use my checking account to purchase items. I prefer to put everything on my credit card, earn the points, earn the miles, travel for free, stay at the Hilton, first class, you know what I'm talking about, Forbes. You may not, but you one day you'll dream to get there. And then use my checking account to pay off my card balances in full. So by going now directly to my checking account to buy goods or services, I would lose the points and benefits. So one needs to ask himself, would the potential earnings from Acorn outweigh the loss and benefits from your credit card? Right. And remember, for argument's sake, my credit card benefits are a guaranteed rate of return on my investment, right?
Careful with that. So I'm just going to say this. When you say guaranteed...
Well, I'm guaranteed to get the points. I'm guaranteed to earn the miles with my putting things on my credit card.
That's true. The only thing I'm going to say is this. Not everyone is as disciplined as you, so just I would just be mindful of that. So you have to know your lifestyle and your... what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, I hear what you're saying.
Your level of discipline.
I hear what you're saying. That's why I would suggest reoccurring deposits rather than rounding up. I think it's good just to say a set amount every month rather than rounding up, and use your credit card to continue to purchase items and earn points and miles.
All right, look here, John D. Rockefeller. I heard all that blah, blah, blah. I got cash falling out the wazoo. Most people, like Dion said, do not manage their credit cards with the fiscal maturity that you have. We know that. We've done a show called Credit, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. It was episode one. You know why we did that one? Because most people don't manage their credit cards properly. The bottom line is if you mess up doing what Sean just told you to do, you will be carrying over those air miles at the rate of 24% interest.
So in other words, let's just translate. If you don't pay your bills off in full, yes, I agree, you do not get the benefits.
And that's crazy.
But pay your bills in full. That's what you do.
Oh, you know what? Well, just pay your bills in full. The majority of American people just don't pay their bills in full there, John D. Rockefeller.
Nice in theory, though, Sean. Nice in theory.
Well, let's go talk about IRA. On that note, you kind of had me shut up for a minute.
No. Before you get back in the game, the paradox of it all is that investment apps are targeting young people. They're barely making enough money to pay their bills in full. So getting into these applications, they're able to get in the market by using change, money they wouldn't have thought of. And these accounts are tax-free. And they allow, yes, they're taken away from their ability to get into a Roth IRA. But when you're 25, 24, 23, you're not even thinking about a Roth IRA. While I'm not saying you shouldn't be, the reality is most people aren't. So this is a starting point. It's not an ending point. It's a starting point. Now go ahead with what you're going
to
say.
All right. Well, to add on, you mentioned one of my favorite things, which is IRA and 401k accounts, which are tax advantages, meaning investments grow tax-deferred or tax-free. More significantly, your 401k for all you new millennials that are starting a job with benefits may come with an employee matching program, meaning that's free money. You put in a dollar, they match it up to $1.50. Maybe they double it and they match it to $2.
All right. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, so you're building up an investment portfolio out of free money. It's even better than found money. You know, it's fine to use. Okay, I'll give you granted. Fine to use Acorn, as I would say in the hood, to change up. You know, not change your clothes, change up. You know, with a little extra change, but you should do it in conjunction with regular contributions to retirement accounts. Agree? Yeah. Acorn should not be used as sole saving strategy. That's all I want to say.
Should not be your sole savior.
Yeah, no, it should not be your
sole savior. Diversification. No
question. Listen, my man. Finally, I can say I agree with you because besides the taxes, the reality is in an Acorn ETF type investment, your money is going to grow super slow. I am moderately aggressive, and you can see in the charts that they offer that my $1,100 in 10 years will be worth $7,000. In the open market, at an average return of 8%, in the same 10-year span, I'd have $9,000. That's $2,000 extra dollars that I'm missing by going through this millennial ETF financial app. But it's better than no $1,000 because you haven't done anything.
That's right. Real talk.
What'd you say? Oh my God, you said that so kind of real talk.
I think Dion got real gully for me. You're like the lady from the facts. You became the chick with the facts.
Well, I will say this, and you guys made me dig hard and deep to find a disadvantage of wealth front. And I would say for the big ballers like myself, there's no true ability to buy fractional shares of investment. Like with Acorn and the Betterment that Dion mentioned, you can buy a third of a fourth of a fourth of a stock. With Wealthfront, we only looking for the ballers. So you can't really do that. So as a result, you could end up with money sitting in your account waiting to be accumulated before it's invested and before it has enough money to buy a certain stock. So you could miss out on some potential gains by having some money sitting on the wayside and not being invested.
Well, that's the thing with these apps, is that there are gaps where you can actually miss out on things. Because like in Acorn, they basically say, we're going to ask you some questions to determine your risk level. But if you don't really understand your risk levels and the things that you're being invested in, then you wouldn't know that you're missing out on opportunities. Like I said earlier, I started out conservatively. Because I figured, okay, that's the best way to go. And when I looked at my portfolio, when I looked at my portfolio and the allocation of the funds, I realized they had me 20% in bonds. Bonds don't pay anything. So why would you want 30% of your money in bonds? So even though you're filling out a risk form, you really have to understand how the market works so that you're not just sitting somewhere you don't want to be making not enough money. So it's an opportunity lost.
You know what, Arlington? What you're saying is so true, according to another critic. Her name is Melanie Fine. And she has
fine,
a couple
she found
of,
something?
F-E-I-N.
Melanie's F-E-I-N. Fine.
Fine. Oh, you got to say it like we say, no, Melanie Fine. She's Melanie Fine.
Who's an attorney?
Attorney ain't fine.
Attorney's can't be fine.
But basically, she is a critic of the robo-advisor movement. And she's saying exactly what you're saying, that you how can you really get a full perspective on the person's risk tolerance from a 5-minute questionnaire.
Exactly.
So she is very skeptical of that. Of
yeah,
that.
For sure. Because
yeah, and that's where she thinks you still need that human.
That yeah, because human if you don't really understand, and most millennials, this is a first time thing. This is a beginning. So they're new to the market. So they won't understand where bonds are, or the fact that if you're invested in some of your money is invested in a savings account, it's wasting its time. You want to be invested in different places. So it's kind of like you will use this to get in, but then you have to learn and educate yourself as you go. And then as my wife will say, at a certain point with these things, you got to get out. There's no point in having $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 invested in Acorn because you're missing the true opportunities that are out there in the market in investment vehicles that are more flexible and have better returns. So while this is a great beginning, like the Jeffersons, it's about moving on up at some point.
That's right. And what if the market swings down? Who's holding your hand then? Again,
yeah,
I think those are things you've got to think about.
These are things you have to think about. But as we said, scared money don't make money. Two black guys with good credit. App in or app out. Keep it locked.
Starting a new business or growing an existing one requires someone who understands how to build brands. LIC Marketing Group will take the time to listen to your specific needs and help you achieve your business goals. With over 15 years experience in branding and marketing, your company will be given the tools necessary to be recognized and grow in a challenging environment. Services include logos, websites, packaging, brand identity systems, marketing campaigns, and social media strategy. Call 718-932-6367 or visit licmarketing.com and click on Portfolio to see our award-winning designs. Don't wait any longer. Get started promoting your business today.
All right, people, my bottom line is simple. Financial apps are a great beginning. They're relatively stress-free, both in the accumulation of your investment funds through the roundups and the management of your portfolio through ETFs. It goes up, your money goes up. It goes down, your money goes down. And it's also pretty cheap when it comes to fees. But it's a beginning that you need to move on from eventually. It's just a starting point to warm your foot.
I feel my cold feet warming up after that one, Arlington. They're warming up. But on a serious note, my takeaway is that until Acorn adds tax-advantaged retirement accounts like IRAs to its lineup, the service isn't a serious investment solution by itself. It should be used in conjunction with those accounts, not instead of them. Overall, Wealthfront is a best-of-breed robo-cop and provides you the opportunity to invest a small amount of money with little hassle. Both these apps put the power and control in your hand, and with the use of robo-advisors, you get sound investment advice without the emotion.
Well, all I'm going to say is this, and well said, Sean. Well put, Arlington. But I'm going to say at the
thank
end of the
Dion.
Day... Oh, you're welcome. I see these investment apps as easy, unintimidating, an affordable way to just get a start in the market. Hopefully stoke your interest to learn more and get in on what the top 2% of the population has been dominating for decades. The stock market outperforms any other investment vehicle over the long term. So remember, you have to be in it for the long haul. It's not about timing the market. It's about time in the market.
Whoa, let's say that again.
I know.
Drop the mic.
But don't forget, everyone, please email your questions to twoblackguysgoodcredit@financiallyclean.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at twoblackguysgoodcret. Don't forget to go to Apple, iTunes, and leave a review. And
I'm Arlington, one half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I also want to say, before I say my goodbye, remember you can check out these stocks, these financial apps we've been talking about, Acorn.com, Stash.com, Wealthfront.com, Betterment.com. They're all on the web. Search them out. See what works for you. I'm out of here. Peace until next time.
I'm Sean. See you guys again. And make that money. Don't let that money make you. I'm out. Peace.
And I'm the lady with the facts. See you next time.
Black guys.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.